I wasn't flirting with her to flirt with her. I was trying to make her smile. I couldn't want her that way. I didn't do serious, and Mackenzie was all about the serious. I only wanted to make her smile, because I knew that she missed that. Mackenzie, you're incorrigible then. And no, I haven't thought about your offer. Me. And that's another lie. She was silent for so long, I was afraid she really had thrown her phone. Mackenzie.
Fine, it was a lie. Why would you say something like that? Why would you offer?
Me. Because, my darling Mackenzie, a rebound doesn't need to be defined by what society says it is. It can be whatever you need it to be. Mackenzie.
I don't understand you.
Me. Nobody ever does. Go on a date with me, Mackenzie. Show the world that you bounced back, are happy, and are ready to worry about your journey, and not what they think. Mackenzie.
So, you're saying you want to be my rebound for other people?
Me. No, I want to be your rebound because I don't want you to worry about other people. Mackenzie.
I don't understand you, Pacey.
I smiled, knowing she was repeating herself. Me. You don't need to. Just think about it. Mackenzie.
I have class tomorrow, so do you. And you know damn well I'll be thinking about it.
I smiled and drank more of my water. Me. Good. My plan is complete. Sleep well, Mackenzie. And think and dream about me. Mackenzie.
Not even in the slightest, Pace.
I smiled at the nickname. Me. But I've planted the seed in your head. You won't be able to resist me. Mackenzie.
You annoy me. I'll see you in class. I hate you.
Me. You don't. That's why you're thinking about me. Your favorite rebound. I set down the phone, knowing she wouldn't text again. I would see her in class tomorrow. And then I'd determine what to do. Because I knew that even through her scowl, a smile would appear. And maybe, just maybe, the semester wouldn't be so terrible after all.
Did you have a good time tonight, Mackenzie?
I licked my lips, and his gaze went straight to them. I did. I am. He smiled then, and I lifted my chin and opened my mouth a bit, not knowing what I should say or do. Pacey kept his gaze on mine as if asking for permission. I nodded ever so slightly, and he lowered his lips to mine, just a gentle brush, a sweet caress. He kissed me, a quick kiss, somewhat more pressure than a peck, but no full sensation. When he pulled away, I realized that he was only the second boy I'd ever kissed. The second one I would ever kiss. I tried to say something, attempted to say thank you or tell him to have a good night, but nothing came out. Instead, I hiccuped, and the tears fell. All I could do was look at him, mortified. Pacey gave me a small smile and pushed my hair back from my face again.
It's okay, Mackenzie. It's about time you did this.
I looked at him, confused, even as the tears fell harder. You expected me to cry after you kissed me?
I expected you to feel something. To cry, to do anything, long before this. You are so strong, Mackenzie. You don't have to hide it anymore.
So this was just a ruse? To make me cry? I asked through sobs. He clicked his tongue, a move quite odd for a boy his age, but then pulled me close. I stiffened in his hold, my head resting on his chest, but slowly wrapped my arms around his waist and let myself weep. I cried for the girl I had been, for the one I would never be again, and for the future that had broken beneath my feet. I cried in the arms of the boy who held me, who made me smile, made me laugh, made me feel. And I'd never been more confused in my life.